Shalom Racha, welcome everyone, Bez Hashem. We continue Hilchos Tzitzis, Simin Yud Aleph, Sif Yud. This is Shir number 37. And we are discussing here the importance of putting the Tzitzis in the right spot. We're going to learn halachi here that what happens if you put the Tzitzis too far away. But originally they were, let's backtrack. You put them in the right spot, and then after they were placed in the right spot, they became detached, it stretched, and became too far away from the right spot. So you originally put in the right spot, then after usage, it got stretched, got worn out, or ripped. So do we say that, well, Lemaisa right now, it's in the wrong spot, so therefore it's possible? Do we say, no, I put it in the right spot originally, and therefore, so then it should be fine. You hear the shayla, right? Says the Mechaber, Im hayu rachuk me'akonof. If it was rachuk me'akonof, if it was far from the konof, molay kesha gudol, a thumb's knuckle, v'nitku me'chutei ha'erev, and it was like stretched from the Erev. The Erev is the weft and the warp, the different directions, horizontal and vertical. Ashuloi nisha by kishir. And you don't have the hole in the right spot. Ashuloi nisha by kishir means you don't have the hole in the right spot anymore. You ready for this? It's kosher. It's kosher. Wow. Why is it kosher? Kevin shahayu by kishir b'shah shehit l'vay tzitzis. Zeh. Since at the time when you put the tzitzis, the strings that put the tzitzis through the hole, it was the right shear, it was in the right placement. So your tzitzis are kosher. So you'll ask, wait a minute, but right now it's too low. It's not in the right spot. Yeah. So we're going to learn in the Mishnah Berurah, you may answer Hashem, that the reason why it's kosher is because you're fulfilling that which the pasuk says. The pasuk says you have to put tzitzis on the corners of your begadim. Vasulam tzitzis al kanfei bagdeihem. That's what the pasuk says. So let me ask you a question now. Did you put the tzitzis on the corners of your baguette? And the answer is yes, you did. You put the tzitzis in the corner of your baguette. Now, the fact that it is not currently in the corner of your baguette because it got worn out, because it ripped, for whatever reason, you still did what the pasuk says to do. Now, we can take that a step further, and we'll see all this in the Mishnah Berurah, that let's say you want to change your tzitzis, you want to change your strings, and you want to put them in to that same hole, which until now was kosher, but really, it's not in the best spot, it's a little too low. So by you putting in those strings, you're putting in those new tzitzis, you are now have a problem of putting in the tzitzis in the wrong place. Because now you're not fulfilling the pasuk that says, Vasulam tzitzis al kanfei bagdeihem. You're not putting on tzitzis in the corners of your baguette. So you hear what's going on here? When you originally had an older pair of tzitzis, they were a little not as white. So you want to change them and put on the whiter tzitzis. But the hole's not in the right spot. So if you didn't fix the spot where the hole was, you have a problem. It's not going to be good. Let's see all this inside in the Mishnah Berurah now. So he said, "Im hayu rachuk me'akonef molay kesher gudo, v'nitku mi'chutei ha'erev, siv katan mimches, v'adin so to im nikra ba'nekev, so to if it ripped by the nekev, by the hole, ad shal yidei zeh loy nisha ba'kishir, to the point where you don't have the proper measurement, v'afilu nasa zeh tekev achar chulya rishonei me'kesher." And even if you make a wrapping after the knot. So when you make tzitzis, midaraisa, you have to have that kesher, the knot, after you put it through the beged, through the hole of the beged. You have to make a knot. If you don't make a knot, it's not going to stay. So we're saying not only you have to make the knot, you also have to make a wrapping, a chulya. That's what he says over here. The chulya is the wrapping. Ha chulya. He said, "Afil nasas that take if acha chulya rishonim mekesher. Even if you make it after that first knot and then the wrapping, going around the strings, itself, the tzitzis, ukidu b'samach, as we'll see soon, it's still going to be kosher. Because when you placed the tzitzis in, it was in the right spot. Now, what about the rest of the all the wrappings that we do? 7, 8, 11, 13. So it's not makif. It's not going to invalidate your tzitzis. Now, of course, you want to do it the best way possible, and there's reasons for this. So we'll see, Mitzvah Shem. But if you don't have those 7, 8, 11, 13 in the right amount, or they got unraveled, and this and that, you still have kosher tzitzis. Sivkot memtes, it got detached mechutei ha'erev, meilo nismayit oyrech ha'beged al-adeze. And then, therefore, the length of the beged, the measurement, is ruined, because it's like pressing down, it's like sagging down. So too, according to what we're going to say later on in Sif Yud Aleph, that not just when the hole is dragged down and sagging down because of usage, but also if it was pulled too much to the side. Because we're going to learn the same way that it can't be too far down from three knuckles breadths. It can't be too low, can be too high. It has to be on what's called the halachic corner. That corner also makes a difference in regards to the width from the edge of the beged, not just in the height going up and down. So the reason why it's kosher is because at the time when you put it on, it was in the right spot. And the pasuk says, and you should make tzitzis on the corners of your beged. The Torah was only makbid. When you make the tzitzis in the first place, that's when they have to be in the right spot. It's a massive chiddush, a chiddush gadol. You can have the tzitzis in the wrong spot. You'll say, is that the corner? No, it's not the corner. So if it's not in the corner, so how can you be wearing tzitzis? It's not al kafivik dayim. So, the Torah Kedoshah says, Hashem's Chochma says, when you make the tzitzis, it has to be placed in the right spot in the corner.
But after not.
Wow. No, it's a massive chiddush, right? Now, I want to maybe make a suggestion. I don't like it so much, so I don't want to say that before I even tell it to you. You can already be, you agree, don't like it so much. But I'll tell you why I don't like it after, is when perhaps... No, Loinitna Torah Malachi Asharis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't give the Torah to the angels. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah. Maybe Hashem is saying, listen, when can you do the mitzvah the best way, the right way? When you put it on. When you put it on, you have to make sure that you're putting Al Kan Fei Vigdeim on the corner. But over the course of months wearing it, it's pulls. That's the mitzvah. That's how life works with material, with threads. So it's going to sag, perhaps. Or maybe it's going to rip a little. So maybe that's why Hashem is saying that it's al kantavidin when you put it in originally. It has to be in the right spot. But this, that if afterwards it gets dislodged from the right spot for a different reason, whatever the reason might be, it's still okay. That's a svara, that's a suggestion. What I don't like about it so much is that we don't have that same principle when it comes to tefillin. If your tefillin get nicked, someone showed me a few days ago, shows me his tefillin. He asked me what I think about it. I said, you have three beautiful corners. But he was missing a corner on the shalyad. So I haven't been davening in different minyan, so I lent him my shalyad. I think I mentioned this, right? So you see, it's not always just the original way when you make it. You see, by tefillin, if you have to have always four corners, right? It doesn't. You don't say, like, when you make the tefillin, originally you had four corners, so the fact that you're banging afterwards, chas v'shalom, it's still okay. No, if you don't have four corners, you don't have four corners. Tefillin do have a higher level of kedusha, that's true, but here the point is that the pasuk says, the pasuk is makbid when you make it. The pasuk is not makbid the continuation of the wearing process. That's just okay.
The mitzvah.
See that the mitzvah of tzitzis and tefillin, I was just giving an example It could be any other example. The truth is, you know, that it's not just when you make the item, but it's wearing and using the item in the correct way. So that was just a suggestion. I'm not sure if that's necessarily, you can take it or leave it, the truth is. If you like it, good. If you don't like it, you're entitled not to like it also. Let's see further here in the Mishnah Brura. He says, V'ayin edafka oisin atzitzis shenitlu behafshin. So only the tzitzis that you put on when they were in the right spot, and then they sag down, it's not a problem. But if you want to put another tzitzis, this is a new stringing of the tzitzis. So if you're putting on the tzitzis anew, it has to be in the right spot, and now it's too low. Therefore, it's possible actually yispa mitchilo. So it's going to be possible until you sew up the part that got stretched down, and then you can put on your new tzitzis. Says the Mishnah Sif Katin Nun Aleph. You go back to the Mishnah, the Mechaber on top of the page, where the Ramah says, because of the fact that there's a concern, that the tzitzis can get dragged down and end up in the lower position, or can that spot, the circle, the hole, can get ripped, make a hem around it. That's what the Ramah tells us. The Ramah says, make a hem around the tzitzis and tighten it. It's like by a loose leaf paper, you know, there's reinforcements. Now I see they make paper that you buy the paper already with the reinforcement around it. They make a lined paper like this. I saw my children had it. I didn't realize they made it like this. So he says, Noyigin lasa is imro saviv hanekev. The minig is to make an imro, a hem, around the hole. And the reason is, shelo yinosek shom via pachlis mikashir. That it shouldn't, yinosek shom, it shouldn't move from that spot and then go beyond, below the proper measurement. So too, we also make a hem at the edge of your beged, of the edge of your talus katan, for the same reason, as we'll see in the Mishnah Brura. Sif katan on aleph, pachas mikashir. You want to make the hem so that it's not going to get lower than the proper spot, location of the hole. So the Mishmur is asking a question now. He says, "After b'di yevid kosher." We just explained that the pasuk says, "Vasulom tzitzis akan fevig deyeh," and make the tzitzis in the corners of your beged, and therefore, if it got ripped and dislodged from the right spot, it's lower. It's still kosher. So why do you need to make the hem around it? So he explains the reason is, "Yikom akim toy vlasis kein kidei shelo yavayu haroyim leimar shu pasul." You don't want the royim, the onlookers, to say that it's possible. You don't want people to say, "Oh, you know, your tzitzis are too low." And look what he says over here. You know why somebody would say this? Because the kuli amo lav dina gimiri. Because not everybody is learning the halachas. You hear that? So since not everybody's learning the halachas, they're going to see you wearing the tzitzis, look at your tzitzis, and then you say, "Oh, it's too low." So to avoid, it sounds like it's also there's a midas toivos over here. So to avoid giving the wrong impression, that you're doing 100%, it's kosher. It's kosher 100%. But the evidence is kosher 100%. If it got stretched out. But don't give the wrong impression. Because not everybody knows the halacha. Unfortunately, not everybody is learning it. So what we have to do, what's our job? We have to constantly mechazek other people. Come learn Torah. Come understand the halachas. You have to know how to live your life as a yid. Okay. Says further, Sif katan nun beis. V'chein oyusin imra b'svas ha-begel ha-matam yaitaymo. You also make the hem at the bottom of the beged. Then the Mechaber picks up and says, "Yesh shemesh b'soich roich of a beged, ein lo shir. Yesh shemesh din roich of a beged k'din oirich." And there in Divrei. So at the end of here, Sif Yud, Mechaber is telling us like this. There's an opinion, it's two different opinions. The first opinion says that the hole doesn't have to be exactly three finger breadths off from the edge of the corner by the width. Only by the length is that an issue. Only by the length, but not by the width, not off the side. Okay? The second opinion says no. The same way we are concerned that it has to be three finger breadths going up from the edge of the baguette, so too from the side of the baguette, it has to also go three finger breadths in as well. That's the second opinion. In Sif Kotan Nun Beis, the Mishnah Berurah is going to explain this term, the terms over here, which we have to know going forward as well. The Svir Lohu, the Iker Shem Konof, Shaykh Al Safa Hatachta in Shal Oyrech HaBeged. This opinion is holding, is of the opinion that what? The Iker Shem Konof, Shaykh Al Safa Hatachta in Shal Oyrech HaBeged. It applies to the Safa Hatachta in the bottom part of the by the length of the beged, loy al roich of a beged, but not by the width of the beged. Now he says, how do you define what's roich, what's oirich? Roich of a beged kari mashim olubush by your adam kaimasim yerosh l'raklav. The roich of a beged, the width of the beged is called mashim olubush by your adam. Now which person is wearing? He wraps himself around it. Well, I don't want to use the word wrapping. I'll tell you why in a second. He wears it from head to toe. That's called the roichav. The length of the beged is called mashimisatif boy. That which you wrap. That's why I didn't want to use the word wrapping earlier. That which you wrap yourself with it. The derech ituf hu ba'oirich. The derech, the norm of ituf, of wrapping, is ba'oirich, is by the length. Let me show you a picture over here. This is the oirich. The length is going the longer direction, like we said yesterday. Okay, and then the roichav is up and down over here. Okay. Sivkotin nun gimel. However, we don't paskin like the first opinion, but rather the three knuckle breadths have to be off from the side as well, by the width, just like it is by the length. Says the Mishmar Sivkotin nun gimel. Ein loy shir haynu lamatu. The yochel aso is afilo pachas mikesha agudol haynu b'haroichov. Avol lamayla megimel it's boy is possible, but more than gimel it's boy is possible. That is. The first opinion, but the Mechaber said, no, din roichov habeged kedin ha'oirich v'nirin divrayim, and that's how we paskin. Okay, so we explained here Sif Yud in regards to placing the hole of the tzitzis in the right spot, even though it was dislodged and got pulled or ripped, it's still good, but if you put a new tzitzis, it has to be in the right spot. You have to fix the, sew it up. And then we said also that the width and the length have to be also in the right spot, like the second opinion, like the first. We now continue here with Sif Yud Aleph. Im hakedil shekirin or laizo, hu rochav, lo yatel boy tzitzis. So let me explain what's going on here. You have, you know, at the end of your talus, the edge, you have like these, like, yeah, let me show you this picture 1 second. The part of the talus at the end of the garment that has like those white parts that are like just tied like a little knot.
Yeah.
Right? Those like, looks like a design. Okay? That is connected to a piece of the material that's not going shesi and erif. It's not going shesi and erif, meaning it's not going crisscross and vertical. But it's only one direction. But there's like a little bit of a hem that's, if you don't put something there, it's going to totally unravel. That's why you're putting a little hem there, and then you tie those little pieces of the material together. It looks like a little knot around it, like by the, like a cotton ball type thing. You know, you tie it around, it looks like a little cotton ball. Okay. So The question is, where do you start measuring off the corner? Where do you start measuring off the corner to put the tzitzis? So he says like this. Im ha-gedil shekayim orlaizo, the gedil, the edge, which is called orlaizo, he says, is wide, hurachov, lo yatil boy et tzitzis. Don't put the tzitzis there. Bimhitil boy, and if you did put the tzitzis there, it's possible. Bimhitil boy et tzitzis is possible. Why? Because the pasuk says, da'al kanfi v'gdeim. You have to put the tzitzis on the corners of your beged. That's not called the corner of the beged. This orlaizo, this edge of the beged, is not called the corner of the beged. It's too far off the beged. But it can still be used. It counts towards the measurement of the kesha gudul, of the thumb knuckle, and towards a different distancing of the three fingers. It counts for that. Since the hole itself is in the actual baguette, in the actual garment. Let's take a look over here in the Mishmur Sifkat Nun Dalit. Number 54. You have the edge of the beged that we're calling here the orlaizo. This is when you have some of the warp threads without the weft and weaving them together. You don't have this. That's what you have at the end of the beged. And then afterwards you weave it together. That's like that, like cotton ball. That's the way I'm just describing it. Part of the tzitzis of the talis gadol. Sometimes you have a talis katan that has this also, by the way. So he says, "V'yeshu kasu shazeh mashekayrin mashonekayrin oisavol shenil krikus." Some call this the krikus. Fine, either orlaizo or krikus. V'ein chiluk beini magdil who be'oyrich habeged or be'roch roch boy. It doesn't make a difference whether this edging is at the end of the length of the garment or of its width of the garment. Sif katan nun hay. Mechaber said, "Sif katan nun hay imagidil, this edging shekarno liza who rochav if it's wide who show yoisim imaloi kesha gudol. It's wider than the measurement of a thumb knuckle." Because if it weren't wider than the average thumb knuckle, then it would be possible for a different reason. It's too close to the edge. It'd be too close to the edge. That's already we learned as a psul. Says back on top, it does count the shir malay kesha gudul, and to distance it three finger breaths from the edge to the hole. Haynu sif kot nun vav, haynu shlo yarchek hanekem misvas ha-gidil l'holo yoyis mishoshes boys. Once you're not, distance the nekev, the hole, misvas ha-gidil l'holo yoyis mishoshes boys, more than three finger breaths. B'lo ya-gidil, sif kotin nun zayin. Kemish ha-nekev b'soy chaveged ha-gah, V'toiv says the Rama, she imdoid shir kesha gudol below yagdil. It's a better approach, says the Rama, to measure the hole without the edging. Don't include the edging. Don't include this part that only has the shesi without the eriv. Yet toich sholish its boys, and it'll be within three finger breaths. It'll be three finger breaths via toich shoshes boys from the with including the edging. Okay. Says the Mishmur Sifkat Nun Zayin. B'loy agadil. V'im agadil. Rochav shtei etzbois l'sholish. If the gedil, if this corner edging is 2 or 3 finger breadths wide, yachtoich miktsosoi, cut off part of it. Cut off part of it. That's what he's doing over here in this picture. He's cutting off part of it. Yachtoich miktsosoi. So too, if the strings of the shesi are coming out, so too, if you have some of the material which is not going horizontally and vertical together, it's only one direction. There's a doubt as to whether or not this is included with the minion, and. Part of this doubt is because, is that called a beged? Is that called al-kanfei vigdeyim? You have to put it on the edge of your beged. But if it's only going horizontally, or only going vertically, so that's not called the beged. It has to be on the corner of your beged. Therefore, you're cutting, that's where you're cutting the edge of this beged off, and you're going to start closer in to start counting your 3 finger breaths. Balkain, Svasa Tal Shalon Shakir and Shliak, Shein Chutun Arugin Mishesi Ve'erev, our Talisa is that the edge of it's called the Shliak. That you don't have Shein Chutun Arugin Mishesi Ve'erev, they don't have the Shesi Ve'erev in that section. Yachtech Oyusom Koidim Hatolas Atzitzis, you should cut that section off before you put an Atzitzis, but Makam HaKnofa is in the place of the corners, and then what you will do is, then you will have 3 finger breadths from the edge of that corner. Okay, that was Sif Yud Aleph, a little confusing side perhaps. And now we can stop here and pick up Mitzvah tomorrow from Sif Yud Beis.